Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Rushing, R-U-S-H-I-N-G, first name Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S, date of birth July 30th, 1942, date of initial evaluation January 5, 2023, date of follow-up evaluation January 23rd, 2023. The chief complaint, 80-year-old male with dizziness and lightheadedness. The HBI, the patient is an 80-year-old African-American male who was complaining of dizziness and lightheadedness, period. He had reported excessive fluttering of his heart with walking and going over low grades, period. He had no chest pain, however noted some shortness of breath, period. He further described symptoms of dyspnea on lying and sitting, period. More recently, he had noted fatigue at nighttime, period. He had described episode of near syncope and felt as if he was out of balance. He had prior echocardiogram with left ventricular ejection fraction of approximately 50%. He stated that his heart rate increased with granulated sugar, period. He had noted significant weight loss from 196 pounds to 174 pounds, period. On his initial evaluation, he was noted to be on metoprolol, period. He was then started on carvedilol, BID, period. He had further follow-up on January 19, 2023, at which time he noted some improvement in symptoms, period. Blood pressure was noted to be mildly elevated in the 135 to 145 systolic range, and he was then started on Bidil, period. The patient is seen in follow-up as he had developed severe headaches related to Bidil, period. He had been instructed to take half a tablet twice a day, but still continued with headaches, period. The past medical history, atrial fibrillation, next number hypertension, next number BPH, next number cardiomyopathy. The past surgical history, he had shrapnel in his left eye. He has an implant in the left eye. Next number umbilical hernia. The medications, atorvastatin, 20 milligrams one daily, Eliquis 5 milligrams BID, carvedilol 12.5 milligrams BID, finasteride 5 milligrams one daily, spironolactone 25 milligrams half daily, Bidil 20/37.5 half BID, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, younger brother had CVA, and uncle had an aortic rupture, mother had hypertension, period. Social history, he was a medic in Vietnam. He denied cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 135/80, pulse 69, respiratory rate 16, height 72.5 inches, weight 175.6 pounds. In general, he is a pleasant male who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Remainder of the exam is unremarkable. Data review, laboratory, cholesterol 131, HDL 47, LDL 71, the sodium 137, potassium 4.4, chloride 104, bicarb 26, BUN 13, creatinine 1.23, estimated GFR 59, hemoglobin A1c 5.6, TSH 1.12, white blood cell count 4.6, hemoglobin 14.4, platelets 12 point, correction, platelets 164. The impression, this is an 80-year-old male with history cardiomyopathy, left ventricular dysfunction, who is seen in follow-up period. He is known to have fatigue, orthopnea, BPH and hypertension, period. He was found to have abnormal ECG, period. He is scheduled for echocardiogram, period. The plan, given his headaches, I have asked him to continue to take Vital half tablet BID, but to take Tylenol / acetaminophen half an hour prior to Vital, period. He is to be maintained on Vital, period. If he continues with headache as related to the Vital BIDIL, semicolon, would then discontinue same, period. In the interim, he is to be started on bumetanide, 2 milligrams, 1 daily, as he is noted to have symptoms of orthopnea and dyspnea. He has chronic kidney disease, which will require monitoring. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient Charles Rushing. Thank you.